Blog Talk Radio.
Mad and glad Monday, Inner Sight, and welcome everybody. Brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape, learn how to defend yourself? Call Devin at the Third Eye Insight at 631-445-3464. He gives classes. Talk to him about any fee or charge for the classes. He works out of a school. They call it the JoJo. So Third Eye Insight, great way to stay in shape and feel better about yourself. 631-445-3464, Devin Fernandez. All right, brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, and Advocacy for the Disabled, all kinds of programs, help to get out of nursing homes. Give SILO a call, 631-880-7929. We thank them for their help and their sponsorship. And if you look on their website, you'll see a number for our nursing home committee. We're having a temporary setback trying to find somebody who can help us with the Zoom in setting up the meeting. We have the account and all that. Anybody out there who would like to volunteer to help us set it up, we greatly appreciate that. But if you go to the Inner Sight website, the SILO website, that is, you see the phone number for the nursing home committee. And for those of you who can't access that, it's 631-487-2038. That's the number for the, if you're interested in being on the nursing home committee to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. All right, Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Thank her for all her help. 609-388-7004, phone number. Or Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. So adopt an Akita, great, great Japanese mountain dog, very intelligent. All right, let's see, what else we got? Any dog food, cat food, medical for your animal? The number to call is 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island is the name of the program, the organization. And my buddy Gary runs it and helps a lot of people. So check it out. Excuse me, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer. You need some advice on that? 516-783-9662 on Bahamonde. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And we'll give you an update on the day for Milton coming up in a little bit. Let's see, what else we got on tap? All the Beautiful Children of the World. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo. Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy. All the Texas children that their lives in that horrible shooting. Go an extra mile for a child, inner sight reminds you. And school, of course, is back. But I don't think the children are as protected as they should be. We have a great idea to train dogs to stay at the school door with an officer and help the officer to detect weapons. So hopefully somewhere along the line some politician will pick up on that and at least try it as a pilot. Inner sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp, all our friends who support Inner Sight. We greatly appreciate that. I want to thank my buddy John for his $200 donation. I want to thank the family of Kathleen Fazio. We just certified her dog as a service, psychiatric service dog, for their $50 donation. We appreciate that very much. Every little bit helps. We don't get money from the government. It's all on private donations. And we're all volunteers. Nobody gets paid. All right, Inner Sight around the world, Mad or Glad Monday. And one of the things I keep hearing in the news, and this should be applied to the disabled segment in this country, and it's not. These corporations, especially the big corporations, keep having shakeups. You know, people leaving, people quitting, people coming in and out, changes being made. Now, the problem with the agencies that's supposed to serve us, the problem with that is they're locked into certain laws. You know, the government controls those agencies. Just heard a story today, in fact, where a disabled person moved into a new apartment and needed a particular type of toilet seat. And the advocate that called me and told me about it checked with the housing department, and anything inside the house, the person is responsible for. See the way that's written? That shouldn't be that way, because everything should be accessible for everybody. See, the law wasn't written in the right way. Everything should be there as it is for everyone else. Imagine if a person, if people all over this country got in their car and they couldn't read anything in that car. You know the kind of chaos there would be? Well, that's what they're doing to millions of us. They're putting us in a situation where we don't have accessibility because the law has failed us. The law has left us out. The law has put a burden on us. You know, go in and be an advocate. A lot of disabled people can't be advocates. They're not cut out for it. So that's a definite mad. Why the government put this burden on us and they didn't put it on anybody else. Everything else is accessible. Even a person who can't speak the language. All they got to do is learn the language. And everything is there for them. We don't have that. not that simple for us. So that's a definite mad. And how do you turn it into a glad? Have enough money to create a lobby in Washington. You know, the agencies don't do that. They're not allowed to, either they're not allowed to do it or they don't want to do it. One of the two. So it's left up to us. It's like putting you in the middle of the wilderness and you don't know where you are, and they say to you, now go find your own way. And that's what we got to deal with. Every day of our lives is cut out in that way. And it's very unfair. All right, this is National Guide Dog Month. And I want to thank the town of Brookhaven for getting in touch with Inner Sight today and expressing a great feelings toward bringing about a day for Milton. We don't have a date yet, but we're hoping to have one pretty soon and honor Milton and all that he stood for, the guide dog. And bring people together, all the dog lovers, the puppies, in honor of Milton, who is well deserved to have that honor, having lived his life and dedicated his young life to protect and guide Michelle. So we're hoping to go forward with this and get the date and set it up so that people can come and participate, talk about your dog, talk about how a day for Milton makes you understand a blind person better and what we got to go through. That's one of the things that we definitely want to achieve out of this day for Milton. Everyone I've spoken to at the Brookhaven Town Hall agrees that there should be a day for Milton. So hopefully we will get that date. And then we'll pass it on and people can come down and express themselves and participate in honor of Milton. For those of you who don't know, Milton was the guide dog who was sent back to the school, and somebody neglected him severely and left him in a closed van in the heat wave for over 5 hours, and he passed away. So we have the support of the two local senators on this, Senator Wyke and Senator Phil Boyle. And hoping that they will
Inner Sight's here.
Follow through and take part in the festivities. So we'll keep you posted. We'll let you know as soon as we get the date to honor Milton. But it's a glad that the town of Brookhaven has contacted us.
That is awesome.
Yeah. All right, inner sight. We're going to open the phones, I guess.
Yes, we can.
At 213.
On the line again, sorry.
At 213-816-1650. Mad or glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about? Oh, you want to talk about it?
Well,
would you say
I'm
somebody's on the line?
No, me. Nobody else right now.
Oh,
but I have a mad or glad. I have first a mad. I mean, they told my, I got to say who, Department of Social Services told my aide that she, all her paperwork was done for her to start under the new company. Well, P.S., it wasn't all done, and I had to get it all done by the, you know, the doctor. So he stayed after work to help me get it done, because I had already handed one in from him and it wasn't accepted. Why don't they make the initiation, I call it, has to be an initiation process, because otherwise you don't get anywhere. P.S., it should be way before it's due. I never get it way before it's due. I get it when it's due. And then I'm like, this is not helpful to me. And also, why are they making sure that you've completely ran out of charge on some of these things, and you have to wait till you charge your phone or your, you know, actual other things, a whole bunch of other things you have to wait to charge up. So, I mean, it gets frustrating.
What is this paperwork you're talking about?
Well, the paperwork is for me to stay on, CG Pass, and also have a steady, you know, income coming in from SSDI. Otherwise, I wouldn't have it. It's crazy. Didn't they write
steady income?
Yeah, well, here's the weird part. I get a call or, you know, it's on the network. I don't know exactly what showed me that first. Anyway, I will have an issue if I didn't say, okay, you know, yeah, we're all going to, you know, have a time frame where we can do things and stuff like that. I don't know exactly why it was, but I just know that that's what we all agreed on. Anyway, so that's what it is. It's something you agree on together, I suppose. That would be.
So why wouldn't they accept the paperwork? Did they tell you?
No, but I got interesting news. Not good, but very interesting, that if you have, like, anything in relation to, I can't remember what the word would be. It's all right. My brain is sitting on a, not working lately, you know.
You
I have
and
to find out why.
And 40 million other people.
Yeah, my brain cells are going. I just hope to God that they improve when I start doing certain things that will help them, you know. I can't believe how much my body has changed since the beginning of all my stuff. I was much healthier when I was younger. Much, much healthier.
Well, and before you started taking all these drugs, too.
Yeah, I don't doubt that either. It bothers me to know that they all know about this, but yet they don't stop it. It's crazy, you know?
Well, this paperwork is set up for
yeah.
them, not for you.
Yeah, so they can get their money. That's
not
really
only
weird.
That, eventually they can use this paperwork against you.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I really don't.
The whole system is set up like that.
Oh, it sure
that's
is.
Definitely mad.
Yeah.
You know, they put
all
these
all like
obstacles.
That. What about
in our way.
When you get the what's that called? You have to, you know, get all of your information put in for 6 months of care, and then again in another 6 months, and then again in another. What craziness! If you ask me, here's what it should be: if you're permanently disabled, you're permanently disabled. You're not going to all of a sudden, if you can't walk or you had a severe car accident, you're not going to all of a sudden walk. So people who have certain conditions should be considered a permanent status.
Well,
no,
the point
they
is they want to use this paperwork to put you into a nursing home. That's why they keep analyzing you and keep checking you, and they're looking for something. See?
Yeah, no. I'm not
they're constantly looking for something to take you out of society and put you into an institution.
That's true. I believe
that's
that.
That's what's wrong
every time
with the system.
Every time I went over 2 months in any nursing home setting or, quote, fake rehabilitation, anytime I had anything like that, well, you should see how many people, you know, want to take you out. It's crazy, to tell you the truth. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. You know, that they're so easily easily taken care of, let's put it that way.
Well, let's talk about how it should be.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
How it should be is the person should be remaining in their own home.
That's right.
You know, and the doctor, whatever doctor you pick, you know, examines you, gives you, usually
a
you get an annual physical.
Yeah.
You know. And if you need anything else, you know, if anything changes, that should be done in your own home. Or if you need to go to a hospital for a period of time. But it should not be connected
with a damn ass
nursing home.
You know what bothers me? They come in with the whole thing, oh, we're going to rehabilitate you. Oh, you've plateaued on your rehabilitation, so we're going to put you in a long-term section of the nursing home. They don't even pass
in between.
Yeah,
that's how the whole thing is set up.
I was only once in the long-term area because, but the others, I came very close. But the long-term area scared the bejesus out of me. It was so old and decrepit looking compared to the, you know, the bright and sunshine filled rehabilitation unit. That is crazy. You know?
Don't think that these doctors and nurses are helping you, because they're not.
No.
They're looking for ways
to make
to
money.
Trap you into a nursing home.
That's true.
The proof of that? The proof of that? If the state or the agency or social service wants to put you into a nursing home, why doesn't the doctor stand up and fight for you and say, no, she doesn't need a nursing home. Whatever she needs to her own home.
That's right. I mean, here's what it should be. Should be if you need certain types of diagnostic or even not only diagnostic where you need to, you know, find out something. You know, unfortunately, we don't have any better of testing except for looking at the tongue, using a tongue depressor. They did that to me now, and I was shocked, absolutely shocked that they did that.
Well, how many of these tests are inaccurate and they say somebody has deteriorated? And they really haven't. It's something else, and as a result, they shove them in a nursing home.
Yeah.
How about that one?
Yeah. What about somebody who accidentally took the wrong amount of vitamins or something, because she couldn't read the bottle because she was blind? Well, they left her in institutionalized living.
Yeah, they blame you for that.
Exactly. What are you going to do all of a sudden, see? That's what I said to the whole thing. I was like, I cannot believe that they did this. I was talking to myself when I was saying all this. I can't believe they're doing this. I feel bad for people who get nailed like that. That's fully nailed. And, you know?
The whole system is set up in the wrong way. You know? And it's all... It's all legislated.
It sure is. You know why?
The whole damn thing is legislated.
They get money from people who work in the medical industry. That's why.
Not only that, it's legislated because they want to put you in a nursing home.
That too.
If they didn't want to put you in a nursing home, they wouldn't have this system set up the way it is.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, somebody told me today that that they believe that certain people have to be in a nursing home. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
I don't believe that at all.
They get so deteriorated. What happens is they put them in a nursing home. They get so deteriorated, it looks like they needed a nursing home. Do you understand? That's the worst of it. You know, that's what they say. Oh, yeah, you need a nursing home. Why? Because you left me without physical therapy. You said that I plateaued, and you said that I don't need physical therapy. I need nursing home stay. That's what has to happen. You know, that's craziness.
I believe that the worst case can be helped in their own home in connection with a good hospital.
You know what we have a problem with?
Nursing home.
True. We have a problem with, you know, people actually, you know, getting a problem within the nursing home, and then they say, oh, now this is a long-term problem, and now you got to move over to the long-term unit. That, to me, was crazy. I didn't want to be in the long-term unit, you know?
To be in a long-term, your own home.
That's right. They should come to you, and if they want to see you at physical therapy, they have these. Some of these physical therapy places have cars that come and pick you up. Nah, you know, and it was nice that they had that, but I don't know if they're doing that anymore after COVID. I got to check, look into it more, you know?
Well, where there's a will, there's a way.
Sure is.
The problem is you have to get rid of all these stupid, ridiculous laws that allow the agencies to raise money to help the person.
That's right.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
And then people wouldn't have to go to a nursing home.
Mm.
All right, in sight, Man of Glad Monday.
Let me see if
213-816-1650, brought to you by Able News.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to run that?
Yep. Here we go. Come on. Okay.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts in a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, we apologize for last Saturday's meeting, Nursing Home Committee, big mix-up, and we're trying to find someone now who can operate the Zoom. Yeah. I want to thank Devin for helping to find someone. Greatly appreciate that.
Thank you, Devin. I appreciate that.
Now, you should get on the phone tomorrow and call all these people that weren't notified and apologize to them.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to have to.
That's what you got to do.
I have no choice.
Otherwise, you're going to lose them.
No, I'm going to ask for their phone numbers and their email addresses and put them in in my address book so this won't happen again.
We're going to get somebody else to handle it. It's too much for you.
Okay.
I don't want you to handle it. You've got to get somebody.
No,
else.
I know. I told you it was too much, and I felt bad. I couldn't.
But call these
really
people and apologize. All the people that were supposed to be notified. You owe them that much.
I owe them that much is right. Don't worry. I'll be calling. It doesn't matter. I'll be calling. It matters a lot.
All right. In a sight, we're determined to correct any of this and keep this committee alive.
Yeah.
You know, because we definitely want to get rid of these nursing homes.
Yeah, definitely.
We don't need them. We need housing.
Don't.
We need accessible housing.
Yes, we do. Badly. Badly.
All right, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, if you want to call in, talk about it.
What's my issue? I tried to turn it into a GLAAD. I called everybody who's been saying, oh, yeah, you know, this, you should have expected that, you know, when they wanted to take away your AIDS. I said, yeah, I know that. But it didn't have to be so sudden. You know, that's the thing that bothers me more than anything.
Who wanted to take away your AIDS?
The agency, not All Metro, which is the All Metro, the agency. We switched from them. And the other agency, I got to say, is worse. we have to really
overhaul.
Right,
so you're entitled to a hearing,
yeah.
A fair hearing.
And I said that.
You got to set that up immediately.
Yeah, I know. I said that. I said everything. I said, listen, I have the
entitlement.
You
can't just say it. You
got to
do it.
Oh, I told them. I needed the phone number. That's all they had to give me. They didn't give it to me.
You have the phone number. They have to supply the phone number when you sign whatever it is, you know, that tells
yep.
about the program. Phone number's got to be right in there.
Okay, I'll look again.
Set the hearing
My
up.
My eyes aren't.
And then you got more behind you when you talk to them. They'll listen
yeah.
to you more, believe me.
Oh, of course they will.
Well, that's what you got to do.
I'm thinking of, you know, getting a phone number and a phone software. I don't know. I haven't decided yet for Inner Sight. So mine gets forwarded to you guys. Both
I don't know about
yeah.
all that, but you should call and get a hearing date.
Oh, yeah. I have to.
Because these people have been jerking you around too much.
Oh, yeah, they have. I got pissed off at everybody, too. I don't normally do
that. At least you
that.
Got that much. At least you got a law. You got, you know, use it.
Yeah, but the worst thing is that the law that we do have is so ineffective. It's crazy.
It's
I wish
better than
that
nothing.
People,
it's all we got.
Better than the guide dog thing. Yeah, for sure.
Better than nothing.
A lot better. Yeah. But it's not
use
even
it.
Helping. Yeah, how do you
use
it?
Use it. And then tell them if you make me go for a hearing, I'm gonna announce it to the media.
Yeah. I already said that.
See? You got yeah. ammunition.
And guess
yeah,
what?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean a
they
damn thing if you don't have the hearing date.
Well, I said I need the phone number to call for the hearing.
Well, look in your literature, whatever it is, and tell your aide to get you the phone number.
Yeah, we both will.
That's what
see,
I
have
do.
No aid right now. I have no aid right now. There's two feelings I'm experiencing right now. I'm free at last. That's what I'm... one of the ones I'm experiencing. And the other one is, oh, my God, I don't have an aid. I need help. That's the more logical
Well, that's
feeling.
Another reason you need a hearing.
Yeah, I know.
But How
I
are they
going to
compensate you
given me
for not giving you an aid?
I don't know. They didn't say. Nothing.
They have to
that.
Prove that you're not qualified for home health aid.
You can't do that with a person who's been on self-directing program. It's still fired.
You
got to
have a hearing,
right
otherwise
they're
going to do whatever they want.
Well, I'm going to say something. And then if it leads all the way to the Supreme Court, let's bring it. Bring it on. Yep. Bring it on. And this, whatever I do, it'll cover the United States because I'm sick and tired of this bull. It is bull. One state doesn't have any
get the hearing
any help
date.
At all. Yeah, I will. I found out that really got me kind of mad when I was doing it with my aunt. Florida is very weak on, you know, keeping things together, you know, and getting
well, every
things done.
State is weak when it comes to the disabled.
Oh, of course. You're right. But when I found out that there's not even a waiver program there at all, they don't believe in it somehow.
No,
I was
they want to keep people in nursing homes.
That's right.
What do you think?
Oh, you got it.
All right, let's see. Tomorrow night is the open mic. Mm-hmm. Wednesday is the nursing home show.
Yeah.
We're going to try to have a And I want to thank Devin again for trying to bring this about. We're going to try to get a woman who's in a nursing home to call in on Wednesday night, and we'll see how that goes.
How things go, yeah.
Thursday, I'm leaving open because I'm hoping that by Thursday
we'll have
the date for honoring Milton.
Aww.
So if we have that,
say the poor dog's name.
we can definitely talk about that on Thursday night. Friday's the funnies.
Oh yeah, I got all the episodes up. How I did it, I just kept going.
We should do that good with the Zoom.
I need to be able to see it. It's driving me nuts, Frank. The Zoom, I'm not able to see it well. It's getting worse too. My eyesight close. I don't know what else to do. You okay?
You're inside Matter Glad. If you'd like to be on the show, drop us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com, no attachments. Or you can call the InnerSight number, 631-224-3090. I want to get a tally.
Hold on. I'll get it for you.
A grand tally of listen.
Very, very close to 16. So, 160,000. Very close. Oh, come on. Now that I spoke good about you, you're not even going. I got it. 942, 115, 942.
115,942.
Correct.
We're creeping up there.
Yes, we are.
But that's all right.
Got a little more to go. Yeah, it is all right.
Better creeping than not.
Uh-huh. And in the right direction. You know?
Yeah. All right, so I heard on the news yesterday that the Ukrainians are claiming that they push the Russian troops back, that the Russians have begun to retreat.
Yeah, I won't doubt it.
I have no idea how true that is or how accurate it is. You know, you never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Because then tomorrow, the next day, you could hear another story.
No, please.
Changes.
Yeah, no.
So. But, no matter what, war is a horrible thing.
Oh, it sure is. It really is.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, 213-816. 1650, you check the line?
Yeah, I thought it was just us, but I'll refresh it.
See if anybody's up there.
Yeah,
you never know. People sneak in.
No, it's just us.
All right. You have to be very, very concerned.
Mm.
When you're disabled
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to live your life and you're trying to bring some good things
to
your life. There's one woman in that I heard about months ago, and I offered help, but I never heard anything. One woman who disabled in a wheelchair in Massachusetts. And she wants to get married. Her boyfriend is also disabled.
Wow.
And she's reluctant to get married because she can lose
her benefits.
The aide told us to me she can lose her Medicaid.
Yeah, that's what is going to happen to me.
So. You know, that's a definite mad,
Oh, yeah.
It's like the government wants to torture people
yeah.
who are disabled.
Feels that way.
That's
feels
what it's
that
like.
Way. Yeah.
You know, to say to somebody, you lose the money that we give you to pay for your AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, they use every little damn-ass thing that they can find against us.
Yeah. I believe that wholeheartedly. Because what else would it be? You know?
And then you have...
And then now you're just taking my life after that. You know?
And then you have the independent living centers...
Oh, geez.
...who are very limited
mm-hmm.
in what they do. Because they're governed
mm-hmm.
by the state and the federal government.
Yep.
So you have a real dilemma. You know what you need here? What you need
mm-hmm.
is an agency like
mm-hmm.
InnerSight to have so much damn money. And every time something like this would be a glad. Every time something like this happens,
mm-hmm.
expose it.
Yeah.
You know? Let the world know how all
this
money
is
being wasted.
That is a fantastic idea. Yeah, $196 billion, to be exact.
That's what you need. Well, that's only mm-hmm. one. That's only one thing. I'm talking about everything.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, man.
But that's what you need. Money that can be used... See, that's how the regular corporations
they
operate.
Were, yeah.
Because they have the money to do it. Now, there are a lot of private agencies that could help in that way and don't and won't.
That's true. Because our mission statement or our whatever statement is saying that we just do this. So change it. That's how I feel. Change your statement. Change your motivation to want to do something for somebody, and just do it.
Don't
talk about
any
it.
Controversy.
Years. You know, that's the problem right there. Yeah. Today,
and maybe they're being told by the government if you do that, we can't fund
we'll do
you.
This. I won't doubt that. I really won't.
You know, who knows?
Nothing makes me doubt anything. Possible.
But there's a great need for something like
oh, yeah.
that to happen.
Very, very important.
Not only to help people, but to show.
Yeah. I can't hear you. I don't know what happened. Yeah, it's a shame that you have to, you know, continue, you know, on and look the things to help you.
Can you hear me?
I could hear you now. Yep.
There was a beep on the phone. What was that beep?
Oh, I don't know. Was it before you lost progress? I mean, ability to hear me? Was it before it or was it after it?
No, I heard a
the
beep beeping. And then you said you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. Maybe I just put it back in the right mic setting before
yeah, that
it was close.
Something on the blog, who knows?
Yeah. Or the board. Both are very difficult to see.
All right, InnerSight, MataGlad, 213-816-1650.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank all those who are individuals who believe in InnerSight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who help us with little
yep.
things sometimes.
Yeah. And it's that little thing that makes the whole thing work. You ever notice that? That you need it, but you don't have the ability to just get it that way? Because there's no money. But when people volunteer it, you're like, oh, wow, that's cool. That's how I feel on the inside.
Yeah, you know, you get small donations. I haven't heard from in a while. I haven't heard from Jimmy the poet.
Yeah, I don't
know. I hope
how
he's all right.
Doing, man. Yeah.
Him and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But Jimmy was a supporter of Inner Sight.
See.
So Jim, if you're listening, give us a holler.
I want to see how you're doing.
And concerned about your girlfriend. I can't think of her name at the moment. She had a lot of kidney problems.
I remember that.
So, hope she's all right.
Yeah, right.
All right, Matt O'Glad Monday, 8:45, New York. And if you want to sound off, just call in. Phones are open.
Oh, yeah. They are.
I want to say hello to Sharon.
Aww.
Sharon in New York City.
How's she doing?
Well, she's the same old Sharon, you know.
Yeah, I know. Did she get a dog
recently?
She should.
No, they didn't give her a dog.
That's crazy. Well, you're not getting a dog because you made one small mistake. Meanwhile, they killed the dog.
Who killed the dog?
They left the dog in the car. The dog was dead. Can't do that.
Oh, you're talking about one thing jumping to another.
Milton, yeah.
That wasn't the same school.
No, it wasn't.
That was a different school.
Yeah. They also...
But anyway... Yeah, Sharon always had a guide dog all of her life.
Okay.
You know. It's funny because somebody said to me a while back that it shows you how people are misinformed, you know. And when they said to me, once you have a guide dog, I thought you're always entitled to one.
Oh, my God. Who said that?
There is no entitlement.
There's no entitlement. I wish there was. Entitlement would mean, listen, you have to get some sort of certification so you can teach the classes that we need. Yeah, that would be awesome. You know, once you got that, then you just go on having, you know, it regularly. Oh, do you need this? Check. And then sign it and send back. That's all it should be if you've been on it forever.
No. Hold. Back up. Entitlement would mean that a blind person is entitled to the dog. But that doesn't mean that a blind person should have the dog.
That's correct. That's the difference.
The big difference. I mean, you know, you've got to be realistic.
That's true. Yeah.
A lot of people can't use a dog. They don't trust it.
Or I noticed this. They're not well on their feet. They're like shaky a little. So people have to get their footing too. With me, I use a wheelchair, but it's so hard. Once I use the wheelchair, I'm so afraid I'll slide down and, you know, have a mishap. Because even though my seatbelt is all together, I would have problem, you know, because I bumped into a tree with my cane or a sidewalk indentation, whatever I bump into. And yet, it's not okay. You'd have to, you know, figure things out and make sure they work before you continue, you know.
Well, it's funny. You have a law that's always looking to put people in nursing homes, but you don't have a law to protect you when you need the safety of a service dog.
That's crazy.
Now, that's really weird.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Why does the state and the federal government allow that to be set up like that?
Because they don't care.
It makes
you
think...
Sorry to say
that. Don't be sorry. You make a statement, stick by it.
Oh, I do. I just felt bad that, you know, I gave you two bad happenings and not one good one.
it makes you think that they have a horrible attitude toward the disabled.
They
to allow that to exist like that.
Yeah, I agree with that statement.
So, by the way, just to remind people, it is National Guide Dog Month, and if you train your dog on your own, you know, you are covered by the Americans with Disability Act.
That's right.
It says that anybody can train a service dog.
That's right.
Of course, the dog has to be able to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need your service dog to be certified, call us.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you about it and see if we can make it happen.
We just helped a woman with that, and I hope she got my email.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, we sure will.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. I don't hear much about President Joe lately.
Oh, he's been a busy beaver.
He give any speeches lately?
I'm sorry?
Has he given any speeches lately?
Oh, I think tonight or last night, one of the two. He had a small speech about what the Democrats are trying to do.
I didn't hear one word about his speech. Did you hear him?
I heard a little bit of it, then it got boring. I'm being serious. Sometimes it gets real boring.
What did he talk about?
Which got me kind of upset and pissed off. He's talking about how people can be helped, but they didn't mention anything about disabled people. I wish they did. Then when they mentioned something about disabled people, he sat there and said, where's this and where's that, the things that are missing? You know, and he sort of get, you know, upset because how could they miss me when I'm right in front of them, you know?
People can be helped with what? Did he say specifics what he was talking about?
I don't remember, honestly. If I do before the end of the show, I will provide that answer to you.
Well, he doesn't seem to be very in touch with the disabled community.
Oh, no, he isn't. I think his vice president helps a lot, and his cabinet staff help a lot. And I'm sure...
I don't know.
I'm sure, here's how 100% sure I am, that the vice president and the, I don't know if it's the secretary of state, one of those people that helped the president. Anyway, that will be accepted, and you have to continue, you know, with all the things.
I don't have much faith in any of them.
I don't have much faith in the whole political system, but that's neither here nor there, you know?
To me, he seems like a very nonchalant, uncaring individual who just wants
Ooh.
To stay stuck in his particular habitual ways.
Mm.
That's usually how people live. They get in these habits.
And then they stick with them.
And they stay in them, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. I try not to do that. It's easy to do that, but I'm not falling for that. I'm just going to put, you know, everything that I need and try to get it. That's all.
You know what's wrong with most people? If you see something doesn't work,
don't use it over and over.
Do something about it. Don't keep on doing it.
That's right.
You know? That's what's wrong with most people.
Mm-hmm. I agree with
they
that.
They stick with the same old stuff that doesn't help them.
Mm-mm.
Instead of looking into another way.
More natural. Yeah,
I did that with my dog, and I'm so glad that I did.
What'd she do?
Because it really helped her a lot.
Well, that's good.
So you gotta
giving you little kisses.
Change sometimes is the hardest thing to do.
Oh, yeah, it sure is.
Sometimes
you don't want to be the one who messed everything up. That's the truth now. Yeah.
Well, if it's already disturbed and messed up. I'm talking about it's already. How can you make it any worse?
Watch me.
I mean, if you have good people who know what they're doing, you're not gonna make it any worse.
Yeah, they're all right. They're all right. All I have to do is maybe click on and off the, there's a button that brings me to the internet, and it also brings me to a lot of the other stuff as well.
A button of what?
No, sorry, but ignore that.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I think we're talking about two different things.
You might be right, but you might not be.
Anyway,
I just don't want to continue it.
Inner Sight, Matt or Glad, got a few minutes left. 213-816-1650.
Just us.
You can phone in if you want.
Yeah.
And 8:56. We got a couple of minutes left. Tomorrow night's open mic. So tune us in tomorrow night. You can pick your own subject. I want to thank all our friends. Once again, I want to thank the town of Brookhaven for reaching out.
Oh, they're real good.
And hoping that we're going to go forward with that.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we get a firm date, we'll let everybody know. And we'll honor Milton. It's a well-deserved honoring of Milton.
Yeah.
That Inner Sight.
She must have just got a beautiful.
About.
Before he was no, you know, they did whatever they did, left him in the car. Anyway, basically, there should have been some sort of thing that. A GPS saying, oh, your pet or your, I'm only saying pet right now, but it also could be service animal or pet is stuck in the car. Open the doors or something. Would you let them out and then close
but
the
what
door?
What about all these phones they got? All these smartphones. You mean tell me not one of their phones was signaling
mm-hmm.
to the person especially who left the dog like that?
Yeah.
That's very hard to believe.
I didn't think it. I don't believe it, to be honest with you. I don't want to, you know, make things worse than it is.
I mean, those phones are supposed to inform you about things.
Oh, you could shut it off, but I would let you know that's not a good idea. Have a reminder.
Who knows?
Of something.
I just hope
that the
investigation includes examinations of these people's cell phones.
Oh, hell yeah. When you look at these they're, I don't know how to explain it. They're just not real, but they're makeup of real. It's like you could have a show with a plot and everything, and then have this thing where it has an additional like thing that didn't really would happen. It didn't happen. I'm sorry. And then
all right, we'll
have
be with
it
you tomorrow night.
Sorry.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Thank you so much for listening. Matt or Glad Monday. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.